Our sermon today comes from the New Testament, Hebrews 11, 29 through chapter 12, verse 2. Let's take a moment to prepare ourselves to hear God's word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your name and we embrace your words. We pray that you anoint each and every one of us with the power of your Holy Spirit. May these words lead us to strengthen our faith, that it will never wither or fall, no matter what hardships we face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We begin with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29. If you take a look at this passage in your Bible, you'll see the reference heading description is all about faith. In the heading of the NIV translation, the reference is faith in action. In fact, the letter to the Hebrews is all about faith. The word is mentioned over 30 times, and 24 of those are in chapter 11. We begin with verse 29. It was faith that made the Israelites able to cross the Red Sea as if on dry land. When the Egyptians tried to do it, the water swallowed them up. It was faith that made the walls of Jericho fall down after the Israelites had marched around them for 7 days. It was faith that kept the prostitute Rahab from being killed with those who disobeyed God, for she gave the Israelite spies a friendly welcome. Should I go on? There isn't enough time for me to speak of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the other prophets. Through faith, they fought whole countries and won. They did what was right and received what God had promised. They shut the mouths of lions, put out fierce fires, escaped being killed by the sword. They were weak but became strong. They were mighty in battle and defeated the armies of foreigners. Through faith, women received their dead relatives, raised back to life. Others, refusing to accept freedom, died under torture in order to be raised to better life. Some were mocked and whipped, and others were put in chains and taken off to prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were killed by the sword. They went around clothed in skins of sheep or goats, poor, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not good enough for them. They wandered like refugees in the deserts and hills, living in caves and holes in the ground. What a record of all these have won by their faith. Yet they did not receive what God had promised, because God had decided on an even better plan for us. His purpose was that only in company with us would they be made perfect. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. So then let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and of the sin which holds on to us so tightly. And let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he is now seated at the right hand of God's throne. This is the word of the Lord. The book of Hebrews is known as the hallmark of faith, or perhaps the Faith Hall of Fame. It comes well after the Gospels, Acts, and the letters to the churches. It is a letter to the Christian Hebrews regarding their faith in the new covenant in Jesus Christ. It emphasizes how God's will has been done through the faith of his chosen people and prophets, kings, and others. The theme of our message today, Faith in Action, is not only a testament to the amazing faith of our ancient forefathers, but is a call to each and every one of us to cultivate our faith and to strengthen it every day, and part of that is sharing it amongst ourselves and with others. At the end of the 10th chapter, the author tells us, "The just shall live by faith." This reference is found in a number of New Testament books as well. In the case of Hebrews, we are reminded that the gospel, the peace of Christ, the promise of God, our salvation, our Christian beliefs, and values are all founded on our faith in God and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is particularly important lesson for our day. The writer of Hebrews was trying to encourage people who were considering abandoning their faith. They were losing their heart about life. They had lost their confidence in the promise of God. Many of them were talking about going back to the old life of Judaism. The Bible says they were in need of endurance, so having received the promise, they could go all the way to the end of the journey. I'm sure all of us can relate to that. Sometime in our life, there are times that are tough, things are difficult, and the world is going through some very troubling times. We have to learn how to live by faith. You may say, well, I already do that, or what exactly does that mean, or how do I do that? Well, that is what chapter 11 is all about. It's filled with stories about 17 individuals that are named by name and others that are not, that learned how to live by faith. When things around them did not make any sense and times were downright bad, these men and women championed the faith because they trusted in God and walked in faith. Our reading called out several by name: Moses, Joshua, David, Samuel, Samson, Daniel, and others. We heard in our Here I Am, Lord, hymn this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, where Isaiah is called by the Lord. The story of how these Old Testament figures were weak but became strong through their faith are examples of us to which we can strengthen our faith. If we were to study each one of these biblical heroes, we would find that God was their inspiration. It was their respect and service to God that was their guide. These men and women are the heroes of faith. I was recently reminded how everything as we do as Christians is based on our faith. The lectionary readings and the Presbyterian call to worship this week focus on Hebrews and the importance of keeping the faith. My family recently watched a very special movie based on keeping faith. It was the faith of a little girl in a movie named Miracles from Heaven. If you've not seen the movie, it's an excellent true story about faith. It's a story about a little girl who becomes sick, and what she and her family go through as it becomes evident that she has a terminal illness. Through it all, her mother loses her faith and gives up on church and God. It is the child's faith that provides the connection to a series of miracles and her eventual recovery. They are a typical Midwestern Christian family that attend church and life is good, but it is when illness hits that their faith is truly tested. The hurt and anguish finally become too much for the little girl, and she wants to give up. She shares her hospital room story with another little girl who is in the same situation. She shares her faith in Jesus with her roommate. Although the little girl's father did not want her exposed to Christian beliefs, we find out at the end of the movie that it was the sharing of her faith and the comfort that she found in Jesus that gave the other little girl comfort in the end. I won't totally spoil the ending of the movie for those of you who have not seen it, but I will say that when Anna, the little girl, was losing hope, and she was released to spend time at home, it was faith that brought about a series of miracles in her life that led to her recovery. This movie, of course, in no way compares to the real-life loss of a loved one. However, it does point out to us that there are heroes of faith around us every day, and we need to keep our eyes and hearts open and focused on strengthening our faith. You may want to stop and think about the heroes of faith in your life, both growing up and today. We can look to Hebrews chapter 11 to help us with that. The first verse of chapter 11 tells us what faith is. You may ask yourself from time to time, exactly what is faith? Where does it come from? Well, this is the chapter of the Bible that provides the clearest definition better than any other. Faith is confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. Faith allows us to see what otherwise we could not see. Real faith brings God into the reality of our lives every day and becomes a part of who we are. Our faith allows God to become real to us. We can have confidence and assurance in something we cannot see. How do we come to have faith? How do we check our faith level? How do we share our faith? We can answer these questions by looking at faith in three parts. One, we need proof. It begins with becoming knowledgeable of the thing to which we are basing our belief and trust. If we say we have faith in something, typically it is because we have had some previous experience with it, or we've received a recommendation or a referral that gives us confidence. There is a track record that provides proof. There are known positive experiences. The performance has been documented. There is proof. We need to have content, something to which we can believe. For us, we have all of that. We have the Bible, we have experiences in our own lives, and we have the testimony of others whom are in our own congregations and that we meet every day. These experiences and stories are the proof that our faith is founded on, that we're able to believe and trust. Secondly, to define and grow our faith, we need understanding. We need to have a desire, an open mind, and some emotion to allow the content and proof to develop into understanding. Through this openness, we're able to reason, and through the reasoning, we can develop an understanding. When that understanding is strengthened, it gives rise to conviction, belief, and trust in what we are embracing. And the third step to our faith is to put our faith into action. There needs to be action on our part. Our actions demonstrate that we embrace and affirm what we have come to understand. What we have come to believe and trust in, we exercise our will to incorporate the understanding into our lives, and it becomes a part of us. We need to encourage ourselves in the activities of Christian living. We practice what is important to us. We prioritize time for strengthening our faith. Our faith in action is a demonstration of our beliefs. It is Christ in us. I have a little story about faith and preparing for my readings in Hebrews and writing this sermon. And it was recently down at the Buffalo waterfront, and my wife and I were going out to watch the sunset. And we parked the car and we grabbed our chairs and headed to a spot next to the Hatch, the little restaurant there, where we could watch the boats and people come and go. As luck would have it, or maybe it wasn't luck, we had just got our chairs just right for a perfect view of the sunset. We sat down and realized just in front of us was an evangelist holding up his Bible. And he was evangelizing the passersby. As you might imagine, for me, it was actually a bit of like a miracle or you know, more than a coincidence that here I am in this peaceful evening watching the sunset, and I'm writing and thinking about Hebrews and faith in action and this type of thing, and here we are with an evangelist right in front of us. So he was going, everybody that would come by, he would reach out to in some way or another. And there was one particular occasion where a woman came by, and he reached out to her that it was important that she know Christ. And she said, "I'm good. I go to church every Sunday." And he replied with, "That's not good enough. You need to have a relationship with Jesus, and you need to know God and pray." A couple of other gentlemen came by, and he pulled them over and said and shared the word with them and quoted a scripture or something about their faith and told them that they needed faith in God. And just as he was talking about being washed in the water of Jesus, a wave splashes up almost like on cue and falls at their feet, and the one gentleman's looking around like, "How did he do that? Or was there somebody down there? Or is this how's this working?" But I do have to say, when I experience these type of things, I do see Christ. I think about the many miracles that Jesus performed that have become our proof and the content from which we build our faith. I think about our call to evangelism and the sharing of the good news and the gospel. You may not be up for evangelizing on the street or the waterfront, but we see the sharing of Christ every day in the work we do to support our community, what you do here at Westfield Presbytery. In fact, there are many heroes of faith right here in this congregation. Putting our faith into action might be helping others to define their faith. If they need proof, it might be sharing that over 2.3 billion Christians worldwide believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That Christ was God in person, that he came to provide proof through his miracles, that he provided teachings for a heavenly model for leading a loving and caring life and sharing it with others. He died to provide forgiveness of sins for all women, all men and women who believe and trust in him. Finally, that there is proof that he was crucified, died, buried, and that he was resurrected back to life, which was witnessed by many people of that time. We have the Bible from over thousands of years ago that provides the complete details of the beginning of the world and man. Where else do we hear of miracles, blessings, forgiveness, peace, love, and salvation than in the life of Christians? I hope you find it easy to have faith. I know I do. There's a song from the movie that I took a special liking to. It's one of those songs that once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head. In fact, I was listening to it driving in the car on my way, holding it up to my ear earlier this week, and I had it playing on my phone here, and I didn't have Bluetooth or headphones or whatever, so I've got my elbow resting on the armrest, and I'm driving with my other hand and going along, and just as I come around a little turn, there's a policeman in the intersection watching me, and I'm watching him. So I move into the left lane. I'm getting ready to leave the 45 to the 55 and kind of break away. And all of a sudden, the lights come on. So there was a green light right there, nobody coming. I took a left, pulled into to the parking area, and had my phone. Now, it was up to my ear. So now I've got it sitting on the armrest where my elbow is. The volume, I may have turned it up just a little. And so I roll down the windows. He comes walking up. Driver's license, registration, please. And I've got this song playing away, and hand him the documents. And he said, "Well, I'm going to give you a break, but you know you can't have a phone in your hand or anything. You've got to have, you know, a Bluetooth or something." And I said, "Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it." And so it was just kind of a funny thing that went with the song. But I want to just read you the words here. And it is a song, the name of the song is Your Words. And it's from a band by the name of Third Day. And it was the soundtrack for this movie, Miracles from Heaven. So here's just a little excerpt. And it goes along with the proof that I very much accept the proof from the Bible, from the testimony of others and forefathers, and so this song resonates with me, and I have to say David did such a beautiful job with his piece too. I want to make sure I know the title of that, and I think the lyrics speak to us a lot in these songs. But this one states, for your words bring life, and your voice speaks promises. Lord, your love offers more than anything else in this world. Your words give us life that's never ending. Your words bring us love that never fails. Everything else will fade away, but what will remain are your words. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words and the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. We've been offered such a treasure in a Christ-filled life everlasting. All we need to do is have faith and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We thank you for our time to worship together and our fellowship, that we may lift each other up in our faith, that we may understand the proof that we have before us and put it into faith in action. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.